Two cigarettes on the air.
Raleigh cigarettes
and Cool cigarettes,
the only cigarettes that carry valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with Charlie Cliff Hall, Morton Bow, and that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey. Tommy and his orchestra will start the show with Can't You Hear Mountain Music. Edith Wright will sing.
Through the trees, it's mountain music calling you home to me. When the patter of pouring rain echoes mournfully down the lane, it's mountain music calling you home to me. When the sleepy owl starts his nightly howl and I hear him asking who, soon the whippoorwill lances from the hill with his shrill familiar you-hoo. Nature's wonderful melodies all unite in a grand reprise. Can't you hear that mountain music calling you home to me?
Vacations will be starting soon. You'll get rest and relaxation and a complete change. Why not take a vacation from your present brand of cigarettes and change to Raleigh's? Raleigh's are a distinctive blend of rich-flavored Turkish and domestic tobaccos, yet they cost no more than ordinary popular-priced brands. Ask for Raleigh's with plain ends or cork tips if you prefer.
Or if you like a cigarette with a bit of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cools. They're so mildly mentholated, you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness. Yet each puff is cool and soothing to your throat.
And valuable coupons come with Raleigh and Cools. Coupons good in the United States for beautiful, useful premiums. Every carton carries extra coupons. Change to Union-made Raleighs or Cools. They're the only brands that give you an enjoyable smoke, plus valuable coupons. And now, Charlie Cliff Hall and the world's most precious prevaricator, the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl. Tonight, assisted by the famous Munchausen Drama Guild, the Baron presents his most hair-raising dramatic effort to date. We advise all but the stout-hearted to tune it out, and those who listen are urged to move 6 feet back from their radios. And here it comes. A composite of all the bloodthirsty pirates who plundered the seven seas, entitled... The Adventures of Captain Kidd.
Nobody sleeps through this broadcast, I tell you.
Well, it certainly sounds like a rip snorter, Baron.
Yeah, and Charlie, I'm going to do it in a big way.
Yeah.
You see, I start off...
just like my grandfather, Baron. He always did everything in a big way.
Yeah, like his bull last week who ran 400 miles an hour. Huh?
Yeah, but the thing he did in the biggest way was raising Boston baked beans.
Yeah.
He had the only bean mine in the whole United States.
Bean mine?
Yeah, he blasted the beans out with a stick of ketchup. He had a slow fuse on it. You see,
made a stick of ketchup?
Yes, yes. He used to blast out beans weighing anywhere from 500 to 1,000 tons.
Why, he had one bean that covered five city blocks and would have fed the entire population of Boston for 3.5 years.
Maybe you were standing in the sun too long, huh?
No. I'm too smart for that, Baron.
Yeah.
And you'll admit my old grandfather had a head on him, too.
Yes. He certainly had some beans.
Some beans, yes.
Baron, never mind his grandfather's beans. Let's get on with this pirate play, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly what were pirates? Do you know, Charlie?
Oh, yes, indeed, Edith. Pirates were merciless, cruel, unfeeling men who would take your last penny and then come back the next year and do it all over again.
Heavens. Are there any more men like that around today, Baron?
Oh, sure. Only we call them...
You call them what?
Income tax collector.
Oh, the pirate now, yes.
Yeah. Well, here are the parts you play. Boris?
We'll do the sound effects.
How he knows that? And your part, Charlie?
Yeah, it better be good. You know, last week I was Lord Loose Puss. Any more of that Loose Puss business and I'm quitting.
Yeah. Well, Charlie, tonight you're Captain Kit's first mate.
Oh, well, now you're talking. No more Loose Puss?
No more Loose Puss.
Yeah, well, what's my name tonight?
Pretzel Puss.
Pretzel Puss?
Yeah.
Well, why pretzel?
It gives it a new twist.
A new twist. Oh, yeah, that's nice stuff. Yeah. Nice stuff. And who plays the handsome Captain Kidd? You know, that calls for a great actor.
You know something?
What?
For a while, I was stuck myself, Charlie.
You were stuck, huh?
And then, I don't know, just by luck...
What happened?
I looked in the mirror.
Curtain. The play opens in 1696. We are on the deck of the dreaded pirate ship Adventure, prowling the ocean like some evil bird.
Esquire, some atmosphere for the ocean.
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Wait. No, I said for the ocean.
We don't like the ocean.
Headed for Madagascar, we round the tip of South America.
Wait a minute. What the world was that?
We just passed Cape Horn.
And what's that boom, boom, boom?
President Roosevelt must be down here.
President Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Why?
Yes. Things have started to boom.
Suddenly a pirate appears on deck. It must be... It is... The swashbuckling bully of the seas, Captain Kidd.
Hear those hisses, Boris?
Yeah.
This Captain Kidd I'm playing is a bad actor.
Then this is once you ain't miscast.
The first mate approaches, Mr. Pretzel Puss, played by Charlie Puss Hall.
Only Captain Kidd, any orders, sir?
Yes. Chase those blasted pigeons away.
Oh, big pardon, sir. Those are gulls.
You see, they're what?
I say they're gulls.
Well... Gulls are boys. They're a nuisance.
Oh. Shoot.
And now eight bells sounds in the forecastle. Eight bells. Eight bells and all is swell.
Not swell, well.
Oh, don't be so fussy.
Captain, the pirates are getting discouraged.
Why?
They just lost the doubleheader to the Giants. Anyway, they're all seasick.
Boys, are these Xong?
Don't give up the ship, lads. Don't give up the ship.
Cap, how are the life preservers on this boat?
Fine. I just had three as good as I ever drank. The breeze is picking up. We'll soon be doing 8 miles an hour.
No. You mean knots, Baron. On the ocean, they measure all speed by knots, not miles.
I don't care. I still say it's miles.
All right, be stubborn. Be a wise guy. Have it your way. Miles to you.
All right. Knots to you.
Knots to me.
Able Seaman Morton Bowe reporting for duty, sir.
Get him, Boris.
Ouch. Say, why do I have to get shot every week?
It shows we're trying to improve the program.
Merchant vessel on the starboard bow, sir.
After it, men. I only pray that the ship that Captain Blood is on. I only pray that's the ship that Captain Blood is on. I've got to capture Blood.
Baron, why is Captain Kidd so anxious to get Blood?
He's anemic.
He's
And the pursuit is on. Night falls.
the sun drops into the sea. A thunderstorm breaks. But even that does not dampen the pirates' ardor.
Boris!
What?
All it says is a thunderstorm. What's that clanking?
You never heard of chain lightning?
All right. Never mind, Baron. How does this act finish?
Well, Captain Kidd gives a banquet.
Oh, a banquet, huh?
And his tin schmitz build a kettle as tall as Radio City.
Yeah?
And as big around as the Yankee Stadium.
Now, wait a minute, Baron. Don't start with those tall tales of yours, will you?
No, Charlie, I give you my word.
But it's ridiculous. Why does Captain Kidd want a kettle that big?
Why?
Yes. What's he going to cook in it? Well, come on, tell me, what's he going to cook in it?
One of your grandfather's beans.
Oh, that's right.
Trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra play a brand new number, Love is Never Out of Season. Jack Leonard will sing.
Can have it all year through. Isn't that swell for me? Isn't that nice for you? Nature must have had a reason to keep love right here on hand. She supplies it on demand. Isn't that swell? Isn't it grand? We know berries won't grow and melons must go whenever there's snow. We know when peaches are through, and we must do without our oyster stew. But love is never out of season when the scene is set for two. Isn't that swell for me? I'm so in love with you.
Back to the Munchausen Drama Guild and the adventures of Captain Kidd. The pirates in the pursuit of the merchant vessel are racing through the ocean toward Madagascar when... the pirate ship is attacked by a band of Indians.
Hey, wait a minute. Indians in the ocean?
Yeah. This is the Indian Ocean. Shut up!
I didn't know.
And what's this? A shot across the pirate's bow. The innocent-looking merchant vessel, suddenly casting off her camouflage, turns out to be His Majesty's man of war, Invincible, under the command of Rear Admiral Morgan.
I bet that'll be a hit.
They're charm catchy.
Go home! But Captain Kidd fights best with his back to the wall. Listen.
Horton Zale, mend the four clue garnets. Jib down haul. Rise text and sheet. Let go clue up and settle away the main gaff. Who writes these scripts?
Well, that meant close furl the canvas. Now defend yourself against the attack.
Yeah. Attention, men. Produce playing cards. Huh? Now take out the deuces, the trays, the fours, and the fives, and the sixes.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. What are you doing?
I just stripped the decks for action. Oh. Gun crews to your posts. We'll give him shot for shot.
Shut up.
Now, where's the ship bugler? Somebody find the bugler. He's a big fella made of blue suit.
Big boy blue, come blow your horn.
Here I am, Captain.
Good. Blow the battle call for the attack.
Is this for a hot attack?
Yeah, the hotter, the better.
That's all that Dorsey wants to know. And now the battle is really on. The big guns belch flame and sudden death. Forrest, give me a sound effect for that.
A what?
The big guns belch flame and death. The big guns belch.
You got me.
The pirate ship bursts into flame.
Hello. Hello, Zenderin. Captain Kidd speaking. I want to report a fire.
Assistance will be sent immediately. Thanks for calling, Kidd.
Oh, wait a minute. Baron. You can't get fire engines in the middle of the ocean.
You can in my place.
Oh, you can.
Keep out, will you?
Right. I'm with you, Baron. The cavalry charges.
Forrest. How dare you ring in cavalry in a naval battle?
I don't know. It must be the Cecil B. DeMille in me.
Yeah, it's the cash of the light brigade.
No, not cash. Charge.
All right, I'll give you credit.
Thanks.
And now the British swarm aboard the pirate craft. Rear Admiral Morgan and Captain Kidd are face to face.
I'm going to fight them, Tommy. Quick, give me some fight music. Wait. That's fight music?
I've seen you fight before.
Well, yeah. Now I'll show them.
Captain Kidd's sword is not from his hand. He draws a dirk. The dirk is not from his hand. He's defenseless.
No, he still has a weapon left, and he uses it. He shoots off his mouth.
Oh, yes. He shoots off his mouth. Is that in his ship, too? Yes, but he misses.
He misses.
So to avoid capture, he leaps into the sea, leaving Rear Admiral Morgan victorious. Say just a word over the radio, will you, Admiral?
Thanks awfully. I was victorious, Mater, and I shall return to our domicile directly.
He said I won the fight, Mom. I'll be right home. That's what he said.
Don't explain my play.
All right.
And now won't all the British and the pirates keep on murdering each other? We can't have that on this program. So, well, we'll just ask Morton Bow to sing some high notes for us.
Some high notes.
You see? That gives us the same effect as though we finished the battle.
It gives us what effect?
Murder on the high seas.
That was...
If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy, I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy.
It's the golden voice of our singing star, Morton Bow, and the song, If You Were the Only Girl in the World.
Sometimes when I feel bad and things look blue, I wish I had a pal, say one like you. Someone within my heart to build a throne. Someone who'd never part to come. If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way. A garden of Eden, just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do. If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy.
And now in our third act, we find Captain Kidd on a coral beach in the South Seas where Lotus, a beautiful native girl, is doing a dance for him. She calls it the Raleigh cigarette.
What is that? Wait, why does she call the dance the Raleigh cigarette?
There's a little Turkish in it.
Little Turkish? Oh, yeah, I get it.
But as she has a lot of modesty, she does it wrapped up in seven veils.
In seven veils?
Yes, but a hurricane blows...
Yeah? Blows what? Blows what?
Six of them away.
And then where is her modesty?
Gone with the wind.
Hey, Boris. Boris, what's going on?
Now she's talking.
Lotus's father is the lighthouse keeper, and that night we find Captain Kidd ringing the bell.
When the bell in the lighthouse rings...
Evening, Lotus. Here are some posies.
But these are only stalks. Where are the flowers?
I walked too close to a horse. But now that I'm here, how...
How about a kiss?
Men fight for my kisses.
I didn't hear you, darling.
Men fight for my kisses.
Okay, baby. Put up your duke.
He leads with a left and a right. Another left, another right. She gets under his left. Inside his right. And it ends in a clinch.
Lotus, my own. When you look into my face, doesn't it affect you?
Oh, it isn't your face. I've been feeling lousy all day.
At this, the lighthouse keeper steps out of the lamp.
Another brush salesman, eh?
No, Father. This is the man I love, and he's a nice fellow to boot.
Good. I'll boot him right now.
But love... But love laughs at lightsmiths, and the next day on the beach, he confesses his past.
And now that you know my past, Lotus, will you live on the seven seas with me?
If seven seas is your salary, honey, it's a deal.
Oh.
What? You great, big, naughty pirate. You're not going to hold me for ransom, are you?
Ransom nothing. Let Ransom get his own women.
Well, it's old, folks, but it fits.
Yeah. Then they had a quick wedding. And on the honeymoon, they never turned his hat. You see that?
Yeah.
And on the honeymoon, he never turned his hat even a 16th of an inch to look at another woman.
Oh, boy, that's what I call love.
Charlie, don't talk silly.
Silly? When a man doesn't turn his head even a 16th of an inch to look at another woman?
No.
Well, that's called love in my country. What's it called in your country? Well, come on, tell me, what is it called?
A stiff neck.
A stiff neck.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra playing You're a Builder-Upper.
Oh.
folks who tune in Jack Pearl and Tommy Dorsey each week have heard our Raleigh and Cool coupon story in more than 30 different versions. We've tried to make our announcements brief and entertaining and keep you up to date on the new premiums Raleigh and Cool coupons bring. We want you to remember that Raleigh cigarettes and Cool cigarettes are the only brands that carry valuable coupons. And the premiums you get with these coupons are not trashy stuff, but practical articles for everyday use. Here are a few of the high-quality premiums you might like to have.
A fine mahogany bridge table with a top of genuine inlaid woods and patented steel leg locks. Sturdy folding bridge chairs with a satin walnut finish and brown leatherette seats. Or a genuine suede bridge table cover that's waterproof and washable.
A new thin model cigarette case that holds 14 cigarettes. Florentine enameled in green, black, white, burgundy, or Capri blue.
Or a complete poker set that includes 300 assorted chips of fine quality, two decks of cards, and a handsome solid walnut case made by Master Craftsman.
And there are dozens more of these attractive premiums. The next time you're buying cigarettes, remember the valuable coupons you can get with
Raleigh's. A fine-tasting smoke made of choice tobaccos. Raleigh's don't cost any more than the popular-priced brands, and you have your choice of plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you like a mildly mentholated smoke, Cools are soothing and refreshing to your throat.
Ask for Raleigh's or Cools and save those coupons.
For your convenience, Raleigh and Cool have opened a coupon exchange in the Canterbury Shop, 536 Fifth Avenue, New York City, between 44th and 45th Streets, where all the beautiful Raleigh and Cool premiums may be obtained. The Canterbury Shop, 536 Fifth Avenue. Bring your coupons and take home the premium you select.
Tune in again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bow and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. This is Paul Stewart speaking.
Heard on tonight's show was the tune Mother's Never Out of Season from Walter Wenger's Vogue of 1937. This is the National Broadcasting Company.